speedbuilders.com.
Please state your full name for the record.
Della, D-E-L-L-A. Do you want me to spell it? Marie Bergen.
Ever been known by any other names?
Della Jones.
What dates were you Jones?
From birth until 1984.
My name is Mike O'Connor. I'm a lawyer. I represent the building that you sued in your lawsuit. Do you understand that you are under oath?
Oh, yes.
And you will be truthful in your answers here today?
Absolutely.
Have you ever been under oath before?
Yes.
How many times?
Maybe 5 times.
What were the circumstances?
Once I was in a 5-car pileup on the 405, and I had to give a deposition. Another time I was rear-ended by a woman on Sunset that was drunk, and I had to give a deposition. One time when I was living at Lido, I was trying to, or did...
Evict?
Evict me, yes.
What were the other 2 times?
Maybe that's all. I'm not sure. It's...
When you testified in the eviction case, was that a trial?
No.
Deposition?
No. Well, there was a commissioner. Is that...
Where was that?
Where?
Where?
Santa Monica, I think. Yeah, Santa Monica.
The 5-car accident, were you a party or a witness?
I was in the middle.
And were you suing to collect money?
No, I was just stuck there.
So you did not file a lawsuit?
I think I was given something because it was such a mess.
Did you file a lawsuit?
I don't remember.
How much money did you get?
I don't remember.
Less than $5,000?
I may have gotten maybe $2,000 if I can't even remember.
Did you have a lawyer?
I don't remember.
The rear end on Sunset, did you sue somebody?
My insurance company did.
Did you get any money out of it?
Yes.
How much?
Maybe about $4,000.
What were your injuries in the rear ender on Sunset?
My car was totaled because she pushed me into a Beamer in front of me, and then she hit me again. She was drunk.
What were your bodily injuries?
Oh, it was horrible. My bones and everything were messed up for a long time. I had to go to therapy a lot.
Where did you treat?
My spine was... It's been crooked ever since. I'm sorry?
Where did you treat?
Gee, it was years ago. Maybe 20 years ago. I don't know.
What about the 405 accident? When was that?
Oh, it was years ago. I don't even remember.
All of your answers today have to be out loud. The court reporter can't take down uh-huh or uh-uh. Do you understand that?
Yes.
If you answer a question today, we will assume that you understood it. If a question is asked that you don't understand, either ask that it be asked over again or talk to your lawyer. Will you do that?
Yes.
Do you understand that you have the right to take a break at any time today for any reason?
Thank you.
Do you understand that you have the right at any time today to talk to your lawyer in private?
Yes.
Is there any reason that you cannot give your best answers here today?
No.
Have you had any drugs, pills, or medication in the last 24 hours?
No.
Have you had any alcohol in the last 24 hours?
No.
Do you have any current prescriptions?
No.
The tape that's coming out of the court reporter's machine will be typed up into a booklet that will be sent to your lawyer. He'll send it to you. You're going to be asked to read through it. While you're reading through it, you can make changes in the answers that you give today. But any changes that you do make can be commented on at trial, which might tend to embarrass you in court and might tend to hurt your case. So please give your best answers here today. Will you do that?
Yes.
The court reporter can only take down one person talking at a time. Make sure the question is finished before you start answering. Will you do that?
Yes.
If your lawyer has anything to say, we both have to stop. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Where do you live?
I'm sorry, I just moved. I have to look it up. 123, number 12428, Moorpark Street.
What town?
That's Studio City, unit 315, 91604.
When did you move in?
3 weeks ago, maybe.
Who lives there with you?
I'm alone.
Where does your daughter live?
She lives with her father.
And where is that?
On 20th Street.
What town?
Santa Monica.
Do you know the apartment number?
Yes.
What is it?
I could look it up.
What's the street address on 20th Street?
I have to look it up. 1239 20th Street, unit 305, 90404.
How long has your daughter lived there?
For about, well, since we were evicted, she moved in.
And why did she decide to stop living with you?
She didn't.
Whose decision was it that she stopped living with you?
My wallet's.
So it was a financial decision that she move in with your ex-husband?
There was no choice.
It was a financial decision?
Yes.
Any other reasons why your daughter moved in with your ex-husband at the time of the eviction?
No.
Where did you live besides... Strike that. Well, where did you live before 1248 Moorpark?
16... Well, I was here and there. I lived in a hotel for a month. I lived at my sister's house for a week. I lived wherever I could. I had no place to live.
Were you homeless?
No, but I was... Yes and no. I don't like to be the burden on anyone.
Did you ever live on the street after your eviction?
No.
When were you evicted?
Oh gosh, when was I evicted?
You could offer an approximation if you don't know the exact date.
Well, I know when Steven's check bounced, and that was the June rent, so it seems to me July. I'm thinking July, but it could be August. I don't know if I could look it up later and tell you.
July or August of what year?
2000.
Is when you were evicted from Lido?
Lido had evicted me, my daughter and I.
Who is Steven?
Steven is my ex-husband.
Was he paying the rent?
No, he was paying child support, and that's how it worked out.
And the child support check bounced?
Yes, it certainly did.
Was anyone else living there?
No.
Was anyone else living there besides the two of you at the time of the eviction?
No.
And the reason for the eviction was failure to pay rent?
No, Stephen's check bounced.
Any other reason for your eviction besides the bounced check?
Yes, I was lied to by Lido.
And why do you say that?
They told me so.